Gemara Brachis, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Mos says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvida Bikshu L'Kfaya Parshas Balak B'Kriyishma. Chazal wanted to be Mavakesh to establish Parshas Balak as a part of Kriyishma. Umipnei Ma Loi Kavua, why would they not Kaveyet? Mishum Tereach Tzibur, because of the Tircha de Tzibur. And the Gemara goes through my taima. The Gemara looks for different psukim as to why the Chachamim wanted to establish this in Parshas Kriyishma. In Pnei Yeshua state, and really it's the Imre Emes is it as a kasha, but Pnei Yeshua says, Vos Epis. It can't be just that these psukim are the reason why the Chazal wanted to be kaveh in Kriyishma. But rather, these psukim related to the parsha of Kriyishma. But why do they want to be kaveya it as mamash a chayk of the yom? Every day we should say the parsha of Balak. What's that? It's the parsha of Balak. Why should we have to say that? Why should the Chachamim want us to remember and recall and speak about parshas Balak as much as they're speaking about Yitzias Mitzrayim and the parsha of Tzitzis and the parsha of Kabbalas Omar Chashemayim and Avas Hashem and Kabbalas Mitzvahs? So they're both mechaven to the same vort. If you look in the Haftarah in Balak, so Micha says, Ami, my nation, zichar no my yoatz Balak melech mayav. Remember, I beg of you, what Balak was with the eitzah of Balak, ume ona oisai Bilam ben Ba'er, and what Bilam ben Ba'er answered him. So Zokta Pnei Yeshua, that's really why the Pshat is it's a schira that we're mechuyev to listen to. Just like the Sheish Schiras, the Schiras Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and the Schiras Maisam Molek, and the Schiras Bab Miriam, and the Schiras Shabbos, is the Noch seventh Schira. Remember, it says it's Schor Noh, so it's not Mamash Achiv, but they wanted, because the Navi Micha said, remember my Yoad Bolo. So there's a chiyuv to remember, and that's why they wanted to be b'chayiv as a chelek of Kriyishma. Daf and Fashtein, what exactly about the parsha of Balak is something we have to remember. And Daf and Oich Fashtein, it's very interesting the way it says it. Mayoatz Balak, what was it that Balak was the eitzah of Balak, or the eitzah he was seeking? That's what it means. It wasn't the eitzah he was looking for from Bilam, and what Bilam answered. It's sort of an interesting way of putting it. Instead of the whole parsha, what was Balak looking for? What did Bilam answer? What is the pshat in this pasuk? That's taka a havamina for achiv that we should have to do it every day. That's one thing. There's a very fascinating halacha that I think most people don't know. The halacha is a halacha in Hilchis Ksivas Sefer Torah. The Rama says the following thing. I'm going to go backwards in for a second, just for clarity purpose, to make it clear. V'chein k'tzas ha-medaktikim lichtoiv b'roish kol omud vov. The first letter in every omud in the Sefer Torah, the medaktikim are makbid that it should start with a vov. Vov. Everybody knows about a Hamelech Megillah. In the Sefer Torah, every omud should start with a vov. It's called the Vavei Ho'amudim, like you had in the Mishkan. There were the Vavim, right? The Vavei Ho'amudim were the hooks that connected the Yerios to the Amudim and to each other. These are called the Vavei Ho'amudim. Interesting thing. If you look at the Bikur Yosef, it's really the Mordechai himself. The Mordechai says that it's not, one shouldn't be makbid on this, and it's not proper. Maimon, he says not that way. Over the Bikur Yosef, brings all this, and he says, "Abul Ma'is Alpi Kabbalah." That's what we have. We have the Vav. The line before this,
The Ramah says, Yesh Seifer Medaktik and Lichtev Oisiyos Beis Yud Hey Shin Mem Vav Beroish HaAmudim. The Shir Advarim of these two things is that every Amud ends up with a Vav at the beginning, except for five Amudim. Beis, obviously, what's the Beis? Beroishis, right? And there's Yud, there's a Gresa Machlekes, what Yud is, Yiduch HaChecho, it's a machlokes. Shin is hey is haboyim achreyim in Parshas Peshalach, and the shin is a shay, it's a shaylach that shayftim v'shaytrim or shmar lecha. Over the mem, what's the mem? Matoyhu ayalecha yayin. In Bilam's bracha to Klal Yisrael, Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, is one of the things that has to be Biroish HaAmud. That's haste. We're not going to be mind in the other four things. But most of the Torah, except for five areas, five Amudim, has a Vav at the beginning of it. And Matoivu Alecha Yaakov has to be at the Roish of an Amud too. What about this Matoivu Alecha Yaakov? What exactly is about Matoivu Alecha Yaakov? Do we have to? Has to be Beroish HaAmud. It's called that's a halacha. The Rama brings it. Rama says, "Ain medaktik, kabbalah ma'isa pi kabbalah we medaktik." Roiv Sifrei Torah are like that. So we have to understand what is this? What is this? In Lechayra, if one wants to know, Ma'ono loy Bilam. This is the last bracha. This is the bracha that Bilam gives. The aniyah of Bilam is Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. Dafu Fashtayim, what is going on over here? Now, Lemaisa, if you pick up a Siddur, you'll see that Matoivu Alecha Yaakov is the first thing we say when we come to this Medrash. The Mashal rather holds. You shouldn't say it because the Mashal holds that the Mashal Shuvas holds that it's Bilam's words. We should start with Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. We say Ani Bechazdecha Batachtiyavil. Ani Bechazdecha Vayvesecha Shtachav Alecha Kavuschecha. Or Belumaisa, you'll pick up any Siddur. The first thing we say is Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. Tafim Fashtein, why this is the Hakdama, right? If it's Tamals, this Chira that it says Chorno, Mayoatz Bolok, Melech Moyov. So you could do that any time of the day. Why dafka b'hashkama? Why is it the first thing we do? Dafim Fashtein, what did Bolok want? And what did Bilam accede to try to do? If you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kuf Hei Amid Beis says, from the brachos of Bilam, you can tell, one can tell what he intended to do. Every bracha that Bilam tried to give, really originally was a klala. It was the klala he tried to give. And it turned into bracha. And the Gemara starts off with, Matoivu Alecha Yankif, Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, he wanted to eradicate the Batei Knesiyos, the Batei Midrashos in Klal Yisrael. The Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. And the Gemara goes on over there, that the Eisei Rashi wanted to eradicate that. So I'd like to share with you a vote I heard a long while ago, B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov in this Gemara. And the Baal Shem Tov says, Azoy, the Gemara tells us that Avram Avinu called the Makom HaMikdash Har. Har Hashem Yiroh. Yitzchak called it a Soda. It was a Suach Basoda. And Yankif called it a Bias. Ein Zeh Kiyim Beisa Lekim Vezeh Shar HaShemayim. Manoira HaMokim HaZeh. Das heißt, Yaakov, the first Mikdosh, the Chodoyim Olahar, the second Mikdosh, the Chodoyim Olasoda, and the third Mikdosh is Bias. So it says the oil from Yaakov is bias. What is the bias? Bias of the third Beis HaMikdash. Bias is permanence. We know that the Gemara tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angered by Klal Yisrael, Shofach HaMosra Yal Eitzim Ba'avonim, he poured out his wrath on the physical building so as not to destroy Klal Yisrael. Zok the Baal Shem Tov. But had the Eivishter said, built the third Beis HaMikdash, and Klal Yisrael still wasn't Roy, so what would that ultimately cause? Hayyais, the Mikdash can't be destroyed, so Klal Yisrael would be destroyed. Zok to Baal Shem Tov, may Klalos, may Birchos Yishalais Arasha, you understand his Klala, does haste, it wasn't a different Klala. Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov, Bilam was saying, build the Mikdash, the third Mikdash, it should be Ayalecha Yaakov, it should be a bias, it should have a permanence. So when you'll be angry at Klal Yisrael, Mishkin Aysecha Yisrael, the Mishkin, the Mashkin that you'll take, the thing that you'll destroy is not the Mikdash, but Yisrael. Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov, Mishkin Aysecha Yisrael. That's the given the Klala from Bilam. That says Bilam's destruction. What Bilam wanted was that Bilam shouldn't, that there shouldn't be a makom that Klal Yisrael have the bias of a Klal Yisrael. There shouldn't be a Klal Yisrael. There are a few things in the parasha that we have to understand what exactly Bilam was really trying to do. We know that the Gemara tells us that there was no Bilam was a Yodea Das Elyon. What does it mean, was a Yodea Das Elyon? So the Gemara tells us that there was an infinitesimal amount of time in the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koyas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi brings it. And Bilam was able to be Mechavan the Shah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be angry at Klal Yisrael. And then he'd be able to be Mechal them in that second. Less than a second. And that's what he said. He said the Eibishter wasn't angry at Klal Yisrael the whole time, so I can't be mekalim. Frek Toisus Akash, Toisim Brachas. What could Bilam have said in that infinitesimal amount of time? What klala could he have given? So Toisus says to Terutzim, one Teretz the God of Megillah Halacha, that as long as you started in this man, you can keep going. Hashulchan learns Halacha that as long as you started Shmon Esrei in this man, you can keep. As long as you start at the beginning, it's okay. You can keep going. Shmorisim Achlokes Apoiskim. Other, the second thing Taisa says is Kalim. Kalim. Could have said Kalim. Kalim literally means destroy them. Destroy them. Dafen Fashtein. Thus haste his klola was Kalim. If you look, brought in the Sefer, there's a fascinating Haggah for the Balaturim that says Kalem. We know that Kalem is the reverse of Melech. That's my everyway. That's a Shuas Melech Bay. If you look at the Psukim, there are three Psukim that we can discuss here. Perichov Gimel Posuk Tes. From the top of Tsurim, I see them. There is a nation that lives by itself alone. And amongst Goyim, he is not counted. Thus haste, Ki meiroish Tsurim erenu. What does that pasuk start with? A kof. You look at Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Lo yhibit oven biyakov, v'lo yro amol biyisrael. Hashem elokav imay usruas melech boy. This pasuk starts with a lamed. Matoivu oy halecha Yaakov mishkin oysecha Yisrael. How wonderful oy halecha Yaakov mishkin oysecha Yisrael. The pasuk starts with a mem. What Kalem was the klolo that was connected these psukim. Ki meirosh tsurim erenu speaks about Klal Yisrael. Hein am levodod yishkoy. Lehibit oven biyakov. Velo amo biyisrael. Hashem eloi kov imoy speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov Mishkinai Secha Yisrael. What's Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov Mishkinai Secha Yisrael? Elu Bate Knesia Isu Bate Midrasha is where Klal Yisrael learns Torah. Thus haste Yisrael, the Kutshibrichu, the Oirais. What Bilam was trying to do was attack the unit, which is Yisrael v'ayraisav kodshibrichu chadhu v'shteitin zoyar in Parshas Emor, in Parshas Achrimois, as the Yisrael v'ayraisav kodshibrichu chadhu. The Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah is one. And Bilam tries to drive a wedge in that. Kalein. His yed of klola turns into a bracha. Heinam levodad yishkan. Hashem aloi kov imoi. Matoivu ayalecha yakov. Thus it is pshat that Klal Yisrael's, the achdus between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what Bilam tries to drive a wedge. At the end of the parsha, what did Bilam say? Bilam says, Bilam's Eitzah is that Klal Yisrael, that they should send their daughters and be mafki their daughters to go to Klal Yisrael as Nunim. Rashi brings Elokim shel Elu, Klal shel Elu. Soinei Zima, he hates Zima to create. So he hates Pritzus. So that's what we have to. That's how we have to fight against Klal Yisrael. That's the way we can fight against Klal Yisrael. That's haste to create a sinner between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Bilam wants. Bilam wants that there should be no chibur between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how he attacks. And if you look at the Medrash in Parshas Toldos, the Medrash in Parshas Toldos says as I. The Medrash waxes poetic about Bilam's insight. The Medrash on the Pasuk of Akil Kol Yaakov, the Medrash says as a Omer Ababa Bar Kahana Loi Omdu Philosophim Ba'olam. There never stood up philosophers in the world. Kibilam ben Ba'er uke Avnimus Hagardi. Niskansu koloiv de kechavim etzloi. All the kechavim were gathered by Bilam ben Ba'er. Amruloi, Toimar, Shana Yechayon is Davik. Le'umazoi, how are we going to be able to be victorious and fight against this nation? Omar lechu v'chazru al batei knesias v'al batei midrashas. Go look. Go enter into the Bati Knesias and Bati Midrashas. Shalohim. V'im mitzosim shom tinoikis mitzafzifim b'kailam. If you see, if you find there young ones being mitzafzik with their kail, calling out with their voices, das heist in Torah, einatem yichayom lezdavik lohem, you'll never be able to victorious over them. Shekach evtichon aviyem v'omar lohem, ha-kail kail Yaakov, bizman shekaili shel Yaakov motzi b'Bati Knesias, ein ho-yadayim yidei Yosef. Thus it is pshat that Bilam saw that the thing that he has to attack is the Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, Kalein. Kalein is the pshat that there shouldn't be a connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that connection? That connection is Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. Shteitin Yalkut Shemoni in Perek Pei Beis, in Kapitel Pei Beis, in Tehillim. Yalkut Shemoni says a hafla dikizach. Peves is Mizmar LaOsof that we say on every Tuesday in the Shisha Yom. Mizmar LaOsof kishenigla Hakadosh Baruch Hu el Avram Avinu hayayoshev. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to Avram Avinu kichayim hayayim and the shleim shlishi lemilasoi. So Yosef, so Avram was behu yoshev kichayim hayayim pesach ha'el kichayim hayayim. He was sitting. Avram wanted to stand up. Sit down. You should sit and you should stand. You're 100 years old. Sit. Just like you're sitting and I'm standing, so too your children, your great grandchildren, will sit 3 years old, 4 years old, and I will be standing. Avram Avinu, it's the koyach of Avram Avinu. The koyach of Avram Avinu that was going to be in his children, Where do we have that koyach from? We have the koyach from Avram Avinu that he was his vu yoshev. Pesach El Kechayim Hayoyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself after Avram Avinu is all his Mesiris Nefesh, is that's what we Yarshin, that we could sit and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Alekim Nitzav Badas Kel when we're sitting and learning Torah, even children 3-4 years old sit and learn Torah. Shteitim Svarim HaKadoshim. This is what Balak was afraid of. If you look, what did Balak say? Balak sends a message to Bilam. And he says, Vayishlech malochim el Bilam ben ba'er pesayra, asher al hanoha, eretz b'nei amoy, likroi loy, leymer, hine am yotza mi mitzrayim, hine kisa es ein ha'oretz, v'hu yoyshev mi muli. He's sitting in front of me. What are you sitting in front of me? He's standing in front of me. He's in front of me. What's it mean? Yoshev mimuli. Shteitin svarim v'hu yoshev mimuli is the pshat. Der koyach v'hu yoshev pesach ol b'yichoy mayoyim. This koyach hayeshiva, this koyach of sitting, well, alikim nitzo badaskel, the koyach that Klal Yisrael has, the koyach ha-Torah, that Klal Yisrael has the chibur between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael is connected with Vahu Yoshev, that Klal Yisrael's Yoshev, that was what Balak was asking, Vahu Yoshev, Mimuli. That was what Balak was afraid of. Balak was afraid of that connection. And that's what Bilam comes to fight against. It's interesting, when Bilam is hitting his Osain. What does the Osain say? The Osain says a fascinating thing. The Osain says, why did you hit me zesh shalosh regalim? So Rashi says, what's this lashon for shalosh regalim? And it's interesting, by the way. There's a groisa machloikis in the Balei Dikduk. If this shalosh is supposed to have a vav in it. Shalosh regalim. Interesting. Big machlag is a groisim in cheshayon. If there's a vav in the shalosh, God, then we don't have it. But we don't have it in our chamashim, in our sefer Torah. But a groisim machlag is straight in Rashi. You're trying to start up with a nation that chaygeg shalosh regalim. What's the pshat in this shalosh regalim? What is the pshat? He stops. He's not moving. And you want to start. What is this? The Osim's talking to him. The Osim stops. He's not moving. And he tells him about shalosh regalim. Kenzai and the Pshat is Azai. Why is the Asain stopping? What is the whole Indian of Shalosh Regalim? The whole Indian of Shalosh Regalim is to be Ailul Regal. And we once spoke, Lech Lecha, Parshas Lech Lecha, we spoke in the Chumash here, whoever was here, whoever heard it, that what's the Pshat? That in Shalosh, that there's Schar Psiyas. The whole idea of Schar Psiyas. By Aliyah Regal, there's a Schar Psiyas. Because what's the whole idea of Aliyah Regal? To be Miskarech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mimela, every step is a step of Mayafu Pamayach Bana Olam Bas Nediv, that Klal Yisrael goes up and every step of the way, we said over a Tiger Yerushalmi in Shir Hashirim over there, that it said that they made special shoes of Saskavna. They made beautiful shoes. What's the Pshat? They made beautiful shoes. Shoes are like a night. The Torah says every step of the way was a Hiskarvis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus the Pshat, you want me to move and go to curse them, I'm stopping. Because they want to be Chayigig Shalosh. They're the Ummah that wants to be Chayigig Shalosh Regalim. They're the Ummah that goes to Chayigig Shalosh Regalim by walking to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to start up with them, you can't start up with them. It's Kenzai, that's the reason why there's a Segirsa that the Shalosh has a Vav. What's a Vav? What is a Vav? Dafim Pashtein Azai. Abyonis and Eibshitz writes, first of all, we know that Vav is the Ois HaChibur. Vav is the Ois that connects two things. Vit is a connective link. Does it upshat? On a simple level, that's really what the Vav in the Shalosh Regalim, if it's there, is the pshat. The whole Shalosh Regalim is the Chibur of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mele, that's over there, there's a Vav. But what is the pshat that Vav is the Ois HaChibur? Zokt Abyonis and Eibshitz. Vav is a letter that you can write, spell the letter three ways. How do you spell Vav? Either Vav Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, or Vav Yud Vav. Vav Vav is Gematria
12.
Vav Aleph Vav.
It's 13.
Vav Yud Vav. 22. Vav Vav is 12. Is the Yud Bei Shiftei Kah. That's the Klal Yisrael. Vav Aleph Vav is Yud Gimel. Is Echod. Is the Ein Zachmas Echod. HaKadosh Baruch. Vav Yud Vav is Chaf Beis. Is the Chaf Beis Oisius and the Chaf Beis Oisius Shebesefer Torah. Yisrael, the Kutshibrichu, the Oiraisa Chadu. Vav is the Oisachibur. It's the in the Vav is the Chibur, the ultimate Chibur. Yisrael, the Oiraisa, the Kutshibrichu Chadu. Thus the Pshat, as Yeda Amud, Yesh Medaktikin, that every Amud in the Sefer Torah has to have a Vav B'Rosh HaAmud. Thus the Pshat, the Vav B'Rosh HaAmud is the connector, is that which connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael in the Torah alone. That Vav is the Ois HaChibur. Un Mem, Matoivu Ha'alecha Yaakov, Mishkenesecha Yisrael, is that thing that's Mechaber. Klal Yisrael, Mela, that has to be B'Rosh HaAmud. The Mem of Matoivu Alecha Yaakov has to be B'Rosh HaAmud. Kum Tzurik, Tos the Pshat. Avram Avinu is who Yoishev Pesach HaOil Kichoyim HaYoyim. We know that Chazal tell us that even though that Bilam went and it was by Yashkin Baboiker, Chazal say, what are you you think you're by Yashkin? Who came before you? Avram Avinu came before you. It was by Yashkin Avram Baboiker. If one somebody comes to kill you, Hashkein Vaharga, you have to come kill him before you kill him first. You turn around and kill him first. The Agmaran Sanhedrin of Samach Beis. Shteito Azoi. In the beginning of Tefillah Shachris, before Tefillah Shachris, before the Tefillah that Avram Avinu was Kaveya, the Mekunta Rain to the Batik Nisiyas and Batik Midrashas. We say, Matoivu Oyhalecha Yaakov, Mishkenesecha Yisrael. Matoivu Oyhalecha Yaakov, Mishkenesecha Yisrael is the Pshat. As Mikum Tarayim to the Mokum HaChibur. And we're going to do the things that are Mechabur us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Habol Lohargech, Bilam HaRasha was the one. There was no greater philosopher, no one who knew the trick. More than Bilam. If we're in the Beis Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us are one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us are one through the Torah. Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenesecha Yisrael. No of a Lashon could be Shalat on Klal Yisrael. That's why we start the day with Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenesecha Yisrael. So we ask the question. It's a very strange thing that Micha, that the Navi writes, Mayoatz Bilam, Mayoatz Bolok. What was the Eitzah that Bolok requested Melech Mayev Ume'ono Oysay Bilam Ben Ba'er? Basa given the Eitzah, Behu Yoishev Mimuli. Balak said, Behu Yoishev Mimuli, destroy the connection, the Behu Yoishev Mimuli, destroy the ability for Klal Yisrael to be Yoishev and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stand in front of them. Alekim Nitzav Badas Kel. Zok Bilam Ben Ba'er. Matoivu Alecha Yankiv. He wanted to destroy the Matoivu Alecha Yankiv. Of a Bilam comes with a bracha. Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenesecha Yisrael. We should talk about Zaycha that we should in our lives have this Hakara. Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenesecha Yisrael. We should come into the Beis Medrash realizing how appetizing it is and how beautiful it is to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to run out after davening. Not to run out. Not to walk out in the middle of a Seder. Not to walk out in the middle of a Tosfos. To realize that that what we're involved in when we're learning the Torah is the ultimate Chibur Yisrael V'Yeraisa V'Kutshibrichu Chadu. We should talk to be Zoicher Zucharno Mayotz Bilam Melech Moyav Umeh Onoloi Bilam Benbar. Shukach.